Welcome to History Unpacked. If you enjoy the content, then please subscribe or leave a comment. It helps us to create more content and is appreciated by our small team here. We hope you enjoy today's episode. The plague of Justinian, one of history's most devastating pandemics, occurred during the reign of Emperor Justinian I in 527 to 565 CE of the Byzantine Empire, emerging in 541 CE and reoccurring in waves over the following two centuries. It is often regarded as the first recorded instance of bubonic plague. In today's episode, we will explore how this deadly pandemic reshaped the political, economic, and social fabric of the Mediterranean world and beyond, leaving a permanent scar in history. The plague of Justinian is believed to have originated in Central Asia or northeastern Africa, specifically the region around the Nile River Delta. Historians and epidemiologists posit that the same pathogen responsible for the Black Death in the 14th century was the cause. The bacterium thrived in rodents, particularly black rats, and was transmitted to humans via fleas. Trade networks facilitated the rapid spread of the disease. The Byzantine Empire, at the height of its power under Justinian, had an extensive trade network connecting the Mediterranean, the Middle East, and Asia. Grain shipments from Egypt, a vital part of the empire's food supply, played a critical role in the plague's transmission. Flea-infested rats on these grain ships carried the disease to Constantinople, which is modern-day Istanbul, in 541 CE. The epicenter of the outbreak. From Constantinople, the plague radiated outward, devastating urban centers and rural communities alike across the Byzantine Empire, the Sasanian Empire, and parts of Europe, North Africa, and the Middle East. Contemporary accounts, such as those of the historian Procopius, describe the symptoms of the plague in harrowing detail. Infected individuals often experience sudden fever, chills, headaches, swollen and painful lymph nodes, vomiting, and delirium. Death could occur within days, and in severe outbreaks, mortality rates in affected areas were estimated to reach a staggering 40 to 60%. Procopius and other chroniclers noted the staggering death toll in Constantinople. At its peak, the city reportedly witnessed the deaths of 5,000 to 10,000 people per day. Mass graves were dug and corpses were dumped into the sea or left to decay in the streets due to the sheer number of fatalities overwhelming burial capacities. Modern estimates suggest that the initial wave of the plague of Justinian may have killed as many as 25 to 50 million people. That is approximately 13 to 26% of the entire world's population at the time. Over the course of the pandemic's recurrent waves, the death toll likely climbed higher, rivaling the mortality of later pandemics like the Black Death. The plague of Justinian disrupted every aspect of society, causing widespread devastation to the Byzantine Empire and beyond. Some specifics include population decline, in which the massive loss of life caused severe depopulation in cities and rural areas. Constantinople, the heart of the Byzantine Empire, saw its population significantly reduced, weakening its economic and administrative functions. With so many deaths, labor became scarce, causing a decline in agricultural production and urban economic activities. Food shortages and inflation followed, compounding the suffering of the survivors. The Byzantine economy, heavily reliant on taxation and trade, suffered immensely. Declining tax revenue strained imperial finances, while disrupted trade networks hindered commerce and resource distribution. The plague eroded social structures, leaving many communities leaderless and vulnerable. Survivors often fled infected areas, abandoning property and responsibilities, leading to the collapse of local governance in many regions. The plague of Justinian undermined the ambitions of Emperor Justinian I, whose reign was marked by an effort to restore the Roman Empire's former glory through military conquest, administrative reform, and monumental architecture. Justinian's effort to reconquer the western provinces of the Roman Empire, which included Italy, was severely hampered. The pandemic reduced the size and effectiveness of the Byzantine army, limiting its ability to defend against external threats and suppress internal revolts. The empire's diminished resources made it vulnerable to attacks from the Sasanian Empire and nomadic groups like the Avars and the Slavs. The reduced population also meant fewer recruits for the military, leaving frontier regions exposed. Constantinople and other major cities never fully recovered their pre-plague populations or economic vitality, marking the beginning of a slow decline in Byzantine urban culture. The pandemic deeply influenced the spiritual and cultural life of the affected regions. In a predominantly Christian Byzantine empire, many saw the plague as divine punishment for human sins. Religious processions, prayers, and acts of penitence became common, but they were ineffective in halting the disease's spread. Iconography and literature from the period often reflect the anxiety and despair brought on by the plague. Saints and martyrs associated with healing and protection from disease, such as Saint Sebastian, grew in popularity as objects of veneration. The plague of Justinian is often compared to latent pandemics caused by the Yersinii pestis, particularly the Black Death in the 14th century and the third pandemic in Asia in the 19th and 20th century. While all three pandemics had catastrophic effects, the plague of Justinian holds a unique place in history as the first recorded outbreak of bubonic plague on such a massive scale. Advances in science, particularly in the study of ancient DNA, have confirmed the presence of Yersinia pestis in human remains from the 6th and 7th centuries, solidifying its role in the plague of Justinian. This research has provided new insights into the pathogen's evolution and its impact on human history. The legacy of the plague of Justinian is profound. It marked a turning point in the history of the Byzantine Empire, weakening its foundations and contributing to the eventual loss of territories in the Mediterranean. The pandemic also set a precedent for the recurring cycles of plague that would afflict Eurasia for centuries. In a broader sense, the plague of Justinian highlights the vulnerabilities of interconnected societies to pandemics, a lesson that resonates in the modern era. It underscores the critical importance of public health measures, scientific understanding, and international cooperation in combating infectious diseases. The plague of Justinian was a catastrophic event that reshaped the Mediterranean world and left a brutal mark on history. Its devastating mortality, far-reaching consequences, and enduring legacy make it a subject of fascination and importance for historians and scientists alike. As one of the earliest pandemics to afflict humanity on a global scale, it serves as both a grim reminder of the fragility of human societies.